From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Representative Jane Harman, the California Democrat, was part of a small group of members of Congress who attended CIA briefings on the interrogation of terror suspects. Last week, we all learned that the CIA had destroyed videotapes of some of those interrogations, and there will be hearings this week about the destruction of the tapes and presumably about what kinds of interrogation techniques the tapes show. Earlier today, I spoke with Representative Harman. She says she first learned of the tapes' existence after she became the top Democrat on the House Intelligence Committee in early 2003.
My first briefing came in February when I had been ranking member for a couple of weeks, and it was on this subject, highly classified briefing, so I can't tell you the specifics, except I will tell you that videotaping came up in that briefing. I had some concerns about the briefing, including about videotaping, and I wrote a classified letter to the general counsel of the CIA who had briefed me and raised those concerns in the letter.
So based on that, is it fair to say that members of Congress, or at least a member of Congress, members of Congress were aware of the fact that the interrogations were videotaped, and you at least were concerned about the prospect of their being destroyed? That seemed to be a live question prompting you.
The answer to that is a resounding yes, as of February 2003. So my letter came in more than 2 years before this action that we've all been reading about in the newspapers. There was no information sent to the Intelligence Committee in 2005 that the tapes were about to be destroyed or that they were destroyed.
But I know that you're saying that your letter was classified and you've sought its declassification. But barring that, can you explain why you would have opposed destruction of the videotapes at that time if it hadn't been in some way alluded to, or was it simply a fear that you had that they might be destroyed?
Well, I can't really reconstruct the meeting, again, which was highly classified, because I took no notes. It was 5 years ago, and this feeble grandma just ain't that good. But basically, I am sure it must have seemed to me at the time that if there was a good reason to do this, and that I know is questionable thinking about it, surely there was not a good reason to destroy it. And the reason given, the one I've read in the newspaper and I've read in the statement of CIA Director Hayden, to protect his workforce should have been a reason at the front end not to do it if that was the wrong thing to do.
You knew from briefings that there were videotapes of interrogations. You asked the CIA to make sure that any videotapes that were made wouldn't be destroyed. Was there anything about your letter that would have suggested that's what you felt in 2003, but come 2005 or 6, that no longer would obtain that concern?
No. No. And I understand over the weekend a very short response to my letter was received by the committee. I've asked that that be declassified as well. But it's just a response that says, thank you for your letter. We're evaluating your request. I had no reason to believe that the videotapes would be destroyed without consulting Congress. No reason whatsoever. And now that I read in the newspaper that Porter Goss gave them the same advice and Harriet Myers gave them the same advice, I simply cannot imagine that they thought that this was some kind of practice that would be well regarded by Congress. Impossible.
You say the red light was there visible about destroying these videotapes. You're saying it's unmistakable.
Unmistakable. So whatever is the backstory here is something we have to learn. I don't think that Jose Rodriguez acted alone.
The head of the clandestine services at
correct.
CIA.
Correct. Who directed him to do this? What legal authority was that person acting under? Why, even in that circumstance, was Congress not told? And did this action interfere with investigations ongoing in Congress? The answer to that is yes. Investigations by the 9/11 Commission, yes. And investigations by the courts, maybe. This is a very, very serious issue. And I certainly hope that Congress will shine getting to the bottom of this.
There is, by the way, there was in the Washington Post yesterday, there was a quotation attributed to Porter Goss, who said that in the very early briefings of the Intelligence Committee senior members, that the members of Congress were enthusiastic about what they were hearing, even asking, are these interrogation techniques, are you tough enough on these people? Square with your recollection? Was there enthusiasm for the very things that members of Congress are now criticizing them for, is what I'm asking.
Well, I think Congress has taken the post-9/11 threats very seriously. We have to get the policies right, but the policies have to be consistent with our laws and our Constitution. And so I think it is highly improper for people who were in highly classified briefings to be making accusations. That's inappropriate. I will just say that I was able to write a letter. That record will stand for itself if that letter is declassified. But I think that destroying videotapes made for whatever reason in connection with the interrogations was flat wrong in 2003, and it surely was flat wrong in 2005 when it was done.
Jane Harman, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Thank you.
That's Representative Jane Harman. She was the ranking Democrat on the House Intelligence Committee from 2003 to 2006, and she participated in briefings on the interrogation of terror suspects.